beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's the neighborly day in the woods, a neighborly day for a goosey. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well play. Could you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please?
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. Remember that Jesus is Lord. How many of you know today that Jesus wants to be your neighbor? Jesus wants to be your neighbor. And not only that, Jesus is a good neighbor. I know you've probably been to many cities, and you've probably had a bad neighbor. And you've probably had some bad neighbors sometime in your life. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is a good neighbor. And Jesus Christ wants to come and knock on your door. He wants to come and knock on your door. Not only does Jesus want to come and knock on your door, but he also wants you to go to his house and knock on his door. And just like a great neighbor, you go to their house. You knock on their door, you ask for something, they come to your house, they knock on your door, and they ask for somebody something. Jesus Christ is the same way. He is a good neighbor. But I want you to remember this verse, James 5:9. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. The judge is standing at the door. So remember that the judge is standing at the door. Amen. You know the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. The door will be open to you. Did you know that God and you are neighbors? Did you know that God and you are neighbors? There are times that you are knocking at his door, and there are times he is knocking at your door. Have you ever went to a neighbor and asked for something? Have you ever stood at the neighbor's door and knocked? Well, do you know that Jesus Christ has come to your house more times than you know? He has come to your house and knocked many times. You know, Jesus Christ has come to your house more times than you know. He has come to your house and he has knocked many times. But instead of letting Jesus Christ in, you have left him out. You have left him out in the rain. You have left him out in the cold. But Jesus Christ is earnestly knocking on your door, and he would like to sit and come on in and dine with you and talk with you and get to know you better. You know, Jesus Christ, the word knocking stands for to hit vigorously. It's the sound of like an engine knocking. It's a vigorous blow. It's deliver a sharp blow. Come on, somebody. It's like knocking on glass clear across the room. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me. It's a knock of force, of violence. You ever seen somebody knock on your door really hard? This is the kind of knock that Jesus wants. He has that kind of knock. He's knocking at your door. You know, Jesus Christ has come to your house many times. Did you know that Jesus Christ is a good neighbor to you? Jesus Christ has been knocking on the door of your heart. Jesus Christ, not only that, he's knocking on the door of your house. Jesus saying, let me in, let me in, let me in. Why aren't you letting me in? I'm standing out here in the cold. You have left Jesus Christ out in the cold more times than you would imagine. You have left Jesus Christ out in the rain more time than you can even imagine. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. There are here three different forms presenting of seeking the things which we need from God. Asking, seeking, and knocking. There's three forms that Jesus wants. He wants us to ask, he wants us to seek, and he wants us to knock. I want to go over my neighbor. First thing you need to do is knock. Then you need to ask, ma'am, do you have a can opener? Ma'am, do you have a bottle opener? Can you use a pair of pliers? Then there's an asking, and then there's a seeking. The later is taken from the act of knocking at the door of admittance. See Luke 11:7, Revelation 3:20. The phrase signifies to seek with earnestness and diligence and perseverance. The problem is that we seek, what we seek shall be given us. It is, of course, implied that we seek with a proper spirit, with humility, sincerity, and perseverance. It is implied also that we ask the things which it might be consistent for God to give, that is, things which he has promised to give, and which would be best for us and his kingdom, 1 John 5:14. Of that, God is to be the judge. And here, there is the utmost latitude which a creature can ask. God is willing to provide for us, to forgive our sins, to save our soul, to befriend us in trial, to comfort us in death, to extend the gospel through the world. Man can ask no higher thing of God, and these he may ask, assured that he is willing to grant them. We need not only to knock on God's door, we need not only to go to his house, our neighbor, Jesus is a neighbor, but we need to ask what God would like us to have also. You know, Christ encouraged us to do this by the conduct of parents. No parent turns away his child with that which would be unsatisfactory or injurious. He would not give him a stone instead of bread, nor a serpent instead of a fish. God is better and kinder than most tender earthly parents, and with what confidence, therefore, may we come as his children and ask what we need. Parents, he says, are evil, that is, are imperfect, often partial, blind, and sometimes unpassionate. But God is free from this, and therefore is ready and willing to aid us. You know, you do have a neighbor. And that neighbor is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a good neighbor. And he wants you to come and knock on his door. He wants you to come and knock on his door. He wants you to come and knock on his door and ask for anything that you may need. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. That is, everyone that asks aright, that prays in faith, and a submission to the will of God. He does not always give the very things which we ask, but he gives what would be better. A parent will not always confer the very thing that a child asks, but he will seek the welfare of the child and give what he thinks will be most for its good. Paul asked that the thorns from his flesh might be removed. God did not literally grant the request, but told him that his grace should be sufficient for him. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through 9. Jesus wants us to knock on his door. Jesus wants us to knock on his door. But also, Jesus comes. Jesus comes to knock on your door. Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Here, observe, Christ is graciously pleased by his word and spirit to come to the door of the hearts of sinners. He draws near to them in a way of mercy, ready to make them a kind visit. He finds this door shut against him. The heart of man is by nature shut up against Christ by ignorance, unbelief, sinful prejudices. When he finds the heart shut, he does not immediately withdraw, but he waits to be gracious, even till the heart be filled with dew. Come on, somebody. God not only comes to your door, but he waits. Even if it's raining outside, he waits. Even if it's snowing outside, he'll wait at the door. Come on, somebody. Even if a tornado is 5 miles away, God is still waiting at your door. Come on, somebody. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say because you're too good looking pretty. You're too good. You're more worried about something else than really the Word of God. But God, right now, is waiting at your door. You know, if you would go to your front door and open it, I guarantee that Jesus Christ is right there at the door. You know, last night it dropped down to 10 degrees. But I'm telling you, even though it was 10 degrees out, Jesus Christ didn't quickly say, it's cold. No, he said, you know what? I know it's 10 degrees out right now, and I know, but I'm going to camp out right on your front porch. This is the kind of Jesus we serve. Even though it's raining, and even though the wind's blowing, and even though there's a hurricane, come on, you ain't listening to me. Even though there's a hurricane coming to the land, Jesus Christ is still at the door. He's waiting for you to open the door. Come on, somebody. You have shut Jesus Christ out of your heart long enough. But Jesus Christ has been waiting at the door a long time graciously. He's saying, don't you think it's now that time for you to open your heart to Jesus? Don't you think it's now it's time to open your door to Jesus? Come on, somebody. Jesus was waiting graciously to come into your house. He's a good neighbor. He doesn't want anything from you except to wine and dine with you. He just wants to get to know you and to be friends. Come on, somebody. Aren't you ready to let Jesus Christ into your heart today? He uses all proper means to awaken sinners and to cause them to open to him. He calls by his word. He knocks by the impulses of the Spirit upon their conscience. Those who open to him shall enjoy his presence to their great comfort and advantage. He will soup with them. He will accept of what is good in them, and he will eat his pleasant fruit. And he will bring the best part of the entertainment with him. If what he finds would make but a poor feast, what he brings will make up the deficiency. He will give fresh supplies of graces and comforts, and thereby stir up fresh acting of faith and love and delight. And in all this, Christ and his repenting people will enjoy pleasant communion with each other. At last, what do careless, obstinate sinners lose by refusing to open the door of the heart of Christ? I gotta tell you, there's been so many times that God has come to your door. There has been so many times that he has come and knocked on your door. You know, Jesus Christ wants to come to your door. He wants to come and dine with you. He wants to be a good neighbor. Jesus Christ is a good neighbor. Not only, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, he wants you to go and knock on his door, Revelation 3:20, but he's also coming and knocking on your door. And this is what a good neighbor does. He knocks on one another doors. There's a fresh communion. And to a repentant sinner, to one who will open his heart to Jesus. And once you open your heart to Jesus, then Jesus Christ will come in and dine with you. But Jesus also gives us a warning. Jesus also gives us a warning. In James 5:9, the judge is standing at the door. The judge is standing at the door. His eye is upon everything that is wrong in you and every wrong that is done to you. And he is now entering into judgment with your oppressors. Come on, somebody. You're not hearing what I'm saying here. God has been coming to your door a very, very long time. God has been coming to your door many, many times. He's been like a good neighbor coming to your door, knocking on your door. You've been leaving him out in the rain. You've been leaving him out in the cold. You're not letting him in. But this time when God comes to the door, it's not going to be to wine and dine with you. This time when Jesus comes and knocks on your door, it ain't going to be to wine and dine with you. This time, Jesus is going to come to your door, and he is going to judge you. Come on, somebody. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say. You're not listening to what I'm trying to say. God is coming to judge you when he comes to your door at this time. Behold, the judge stands before the door. Have you ever had someone stand at your door and knock that made you afraid? Have you ever been summoned to court or get a visit from a military advisor that says that you have lost a loved one in combat? Or have you ever been visited by someone that says that one of your loved ones has died in an automobile accident? Have you ever been visited by the CIA or the FBI? Come on, somebody. Have you ever been visited by a sheriff or a police officer, and when you hear that knock, there's a sense of fear because they know that when they come to your door, judgment is there. You know, but this time the knock won't be a knock of friendliness, but it'll be a knock of judgment and a knock to take your life. The Bible says, behold, the judge stands before the door. Oh my gosh. Jesus has been trying to be a good neighbor to you, world. Jesus has been trying to be a good neighbor to you, America. Jesus has been a very good neighbor. Matter of fact, all Jesus wanted to do was wine and dine with you. He wasn't like the neighbors down in the inner cities. No, Jesus was that friendly country neighbor that says, come on over and have a piece of pumpkin pie. Jesus was that friendly neighbor that says, hey, is there anything I can do to help you with your car? Jesus was that kind of neighbor. But instead of acknowledging him, you have just left him out in the rain. Left him out in the cold. But you know, one day, brother, one day, sister, you can gain all eternity. And in one day, you can lose all eternity. All it takes is one day. You're given thousands of days on earth to determine your own personal eternal salvation and for your own personal eternal damnation. But blessed be the hundredfold that day in which you repent of all your unclean deeds, unclean thoughts, and return to God crying out for mercy. That day will be worth more than you, to you, than a thousand other days. All it takes is one day, brothers and sisters, to let Jesus come into your heart. All it takes is that one day. That one day. Would you let Jesus in your house? He's on the door knocking. Will you invite Jesus into your life today? Repent. Forgive me. Jesus, come in and dine with me. What kind of day is that, blessed day? That is a day of self-condemnation. When the day dawns, a man who thus far judged the entire world looks all at once and sees himself as the greatest stain on God's world. He becomes ashamed before God, becomes ashamed before every man, and becomes ashamed before every created thing of God in the world. Shame begins to burn him as fire. Then he recognizes and confesses, truly, I am the greatest blot in God's world. Truly, all men are better than I. Truly, all things are more pure than I. I am blacker than burnt wood, and I, until now, thought that I was white. I am uglier than the frogs, and until now, I thought that I was as beautiful as an angel. Lord, 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 have mercy on me, a sinner, and wash me from the mud of sin, so that I can, as much as possible, begin to resemble your creation. When you start to realize who you are in the eyes of God, when you confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ into your heart, he will make you as white as snow. Brother, do not wait. Do not wait, for the blessed day of repentance comes by itself. You alone, brother, seize firmly the day that comes to meet you and say, you are that, my blessed day, by which I will purchase life eternal. Do not wait, brethren. Do not wait, for behold, the judge standeth at the door. Do not wait before the judge standeth at the door and knock. That judge is the living Lord, who also created you. and until now has seen and numbered all of your transgressions. In a day or two, he can draw you to judgment where you will not have, not even a word of justification. And I say to you, seize this day. Seize this day of repentance. Seize the day before death. Seize this day to repent before death has seized you. And I will tell you again, behold, the judge stands before the door. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4 or 5, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring the light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. God wants you to not only knock on his door, but he also wants to come and knock on your door. He wants to be a good neighbor. He wants to be a friend with you. Ask, seek, and knock on heaven's door. But don't wait too long, because one day there might be a knock on your door. But this time, it won't be that knock of whining and dining. It'll be a knock of judgment. It will be a knock of judgment. I pray that you would seize this day to repent, America. Seize this day to repent of your souls and your sins. Seize this day. Because it only takes one day to go to eternity. And it also only takes one day for damnation. Seize this day before this day seizes you. Amen.
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?